Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. Let me remind you, as we face the issues each and every day, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's not a philosophical rhetoric program. We do not base our issues and discussions on the issues on some ideological bent or some political philosophy or denominational dogma, but simply what does the Word of God say? I believe that's what you look for each day. I believe that that is what you're interested in. If you're interested in just simply some political viewpoint, or if you're interested in some dogma, you can turn on the Communist Network News, any one of the channels that you roll it to, and you'll get some bias or some bent. But as we look at the issues facing us, and we have multitudes of issues facing us today, ladies and gentlemen, and as we look at the issues, we need to look through the prism of the Word of God. I call it a central biblicist worldview. What does the Bible say? As we face the issues each and every day, and we're facing multitudes of them, we're looking at the spark that's going into World War III without any question, without any doubt, without any hesitation. I'm not a doom and gloomist, but I believe we're on the fast track for entering into World War III. That will be on a global basis. I believe we're entering the day when there'll be major food shortages, and as the Bible tells us, famine before us. I believe we're entering in the day when there'll be wars and rumors of wars that the Bible tells us about. I believe we're watching the day when America's sovereignty is being absolutely eviscerated, destroyed. Our national boundaries are being absolutely opened, allowing the enemy to come within our borders. I believe we're looking and witnessing the fast track for a global one world government. I believe we're witnessing and watching the demoralization and the destruction of the Judeo-Christian values in our nation. And as such, I simply want to say today, silent no more. Silent no more. Perhaps you're listening and you've seen these things taking place and you've heard them and you're silent. Perhaps you're a pastor and you've had the philosophy that I can't preach about these issues from the pulpit because someone might take my exempt status and I can no longer have a church. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for pastors, and if you're one of them, I'm speaking to you, dear pastor. It's time for pastors to grow a backbone, to grow a spine. It's time for Christians to grow a backbone, to grow a spine. Speak up, stand up, cease being silent. Silence is destroying our nation today. We have enough conservatives, enough patriots, enough Christians to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and turn this old nation around and turn it back to God. The problem we have faced for some 50, 60, perhaps as much as 70 years now, is silence on the part of Christians and conservatives and patriots. I believe it's time we cease being silent. I believe it's time we stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. We'll be talking about those issues today, a mixture of the issues that come together, come to a boiling point that's bringing about the evisceration of the nation called America, the undermining, the absolutely destruction of the underpinning of our nation. And the Bible says in Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture, the truth book. In John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is not found outside of the Word of God. if we continue in the Word of God, Jesus says to his disciples that we'll know the truth, and it's that truth of God's Word that's going to set us free. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God that should be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our pathway. Psalms 119:105 reminds us of that, ladies and gentlemen. But the further we go from the truth, according to the secularist George Orwell, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that those of us, you, me, and the few others that stand for truth, we find, ladies and gentlemen, we are mocked at, laughed at, demeaned, dissed, as the world calls it today, and it is not embraced. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth. And defend the truth even to death. And I challenge you on this broadcast each and every day, ladies and gentlemen, to do that very same thing. Seek the truth. You won't find it on Communist Network News. You'll not find truth on MSNBC. You'll not find truth on any of the ABC, CBS, and the other demonic, how would you say, Marxist networks. But it's the Word of God. And let me state that again. It goes back to the 15th century, Jan Hus, a church reformer and theologian of his era, said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge to you each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. You might stand alone. You might stand above the crowd. You might stand to the side because of your position. But it's time we be silent no more. It's time that we stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. They can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? It's right at the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and the 295 Beltway. Ladies and gentlemen, there's an identifying mark. It's about 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. Ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and more. It's a great place to work, ladies and gentlemen. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment. It is a business that's closed on Sunday, allowing you and your family to worship in the house of God as God intended it. So, ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Complete a employment application. Wait for an interview. See what God does with your application and putting you in a family-friendly environment to work where you off on Sundays can be with your families. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of any other time in the history of America that's any more somber, serious, than we find our nation in today. And I'm not trying to be negative or macabre in any fashion, but I want us to understand that we're living in very, 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 very dark days. The Bible calls it perilous times, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and following, that in the last days perilous times shall come. You've heard me say before that word perilous means dark, devastating, dangerous, difficult, deadly. And we're in those dark, dangerous, deadly, difficult times. And that's what I want us to talk about today is some of the things that we're faced with as a nation and what we need to do as a people. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you during the course of this broadcast today. Love to hear your thoughts, your input, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. We're saying silent no more. For too long, ladies and gentlemen, multitudes of Christians, churches and pastors and patriots and conservatives have been silent. Silent about morals. Silent about ethics. Silent about the destruction of our nation. Silent about the political agenda in Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. There's no bifurcating in the Word of God of that social life, secular life, the political life, and the spiritual life. You will not find a bifurcation of those lives or lifestyles any place in the Scripture. From Genesis 1:1 through the book of the Revelation, we see the totality of man. We see God ordaining civil government. We see things that are taking place in the realm of the government of that era, those eras in the Old and the New Testament. We see how God judged based on a nation turning its back on God. And we look at it on the basis, ladies and gentlemen, of what God was doing then. And because the Bible says God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, He is unchangeable. He is unchangeable. And what we see in the Old and the New Testament, ladies and gentlemen, is all applicable today in the life and the work of the Christian, the conservative, the patriot in America. God does not change as to how He judges the nation and what He calls sin. Sin is sin. God has not changed the definition of sin. God's not changed the definition of morals and ethics and values. But somehow, some way, ladies and gentlemen, we are not concerned about it, or it seems that way. Our family and our faith and our freedom are all at risk today under the Biden administration. And Joe Biden and his cronies are bound, it appears to me, bound to undermine and destroy every vestige of morals and ethics and values in our nation. The Judeo-Christian value of our founding fathers and up till recent years is now being eviscerated and destroyed by this socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist dictatorship that's in power in our nation today. I believe we have a caller on the line. Derwin, go over the question and comment, please. Hello? I reckon we lost Derwin. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the need to recognize that we can be silent no more. There's a need to simply take a stand and say no more. We're watching the undermining of our nation's values, the undermining of the Judeo-Christian values. Biden is now pushing, ladies and gentlemen, to change Title IX. Perhaps you say, what is Title IX? Title IX is part of the Civil Rights Act that comes into the realm of education and educational policies. Biden is now pushing to change Title IX of the civil rights laws to include forcing states to embrace transsexuals in women's sports. Now, I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but if we grew up hearing the old cliche back in my day, if you give an inch, they'll take a mile. And if we surrender step by step, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Communist Party, they're willing to take things incrementally, get a little step here, a little step there, a little, how would you say, win here and a win there. That's what they've been doing for 60, 70 years, some say, from the standpoint of the communist influence in America, some 100 years now. But here's the article. Joe Biden's new Pentagon secretary nominee is a former Pfizer global project leader who blasted conservatives as nut jobs. I believe Derwin is back on the line. Derwin, go ahead with a question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. Delighted to have you call.
Yes, sir. Enjoy your program. Still want to support it with my $100 a month. So I also want to real briefly let your audience know that there was one universal move made by God concerning where He completely annihilated states, Sodom and Gomorrah. And the only reason He did, and that was the only time He's ever obliterated cities like that totally, was over the homosexual community. And when they turned to that, that was the result. And that just shows you the importance of us staying on the moral track. And please continue and enjoy your program.
Thank you so much, Brother Derwin. You're exactly right. Let me say this before you leave us. You're talking about Genesis chapter 19, where Sodom and Gomorrah were so prevalent. And even from the youngest male to the oldest, they encircled and demanding to send the men out. And as a result of that, we find that God, in verses 24, 25, I believe it is, in my Bible, in Genesis 9, God rained down fire and brimstone and destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and the plains, that is, the communities about them. And Derwin, what you're saying is, and I'm in agreement with that, if God did that then, what is he going to do to America and to the globe, to the world, as a result of what we're doing and turning our backs on morals and ethics and values? Derwin, I'm thankful for you. Keep standing, brother, and keep on looking up. Our redemption's drawing nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the need to be silent no more. We're talking about the need to take a stand on issues that are facing us today. It is, here's an article that says, Biden Education Department assaults on women's rights with new Title IX regulations. Dateline, April the 4th, 2022. Southeastern Legal Foundation, SLF, today joined 24 education, civil rights, and parent advocacy organizations in calling on the U.S. Department of Education to halt its announcement to overhaul Title IX, which since 1972 has protected women's rights in education and in sports. Further, the article states, the new Biden rule proposes a new definition of sex that rolls back 50 years of advancement in women's sports. Further, the article states, the Biden administration's extremist proposal to change Title IX threatens and may even violate the rights of women secured nearly 50 years ago. In every area covered by Title IX, including women's sports, K-12 classroom education, due process for parents and students, free speech, and religious freedom will be directly under assault. Hear me, ladies and gentlemen. This article says will be directly the free speech, religious freedom will be directly under assault by the Biden Department of Education. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe, and this has just come out, this has just been announced by the Biden administration, and I believe it's in direct response to having transsexuals, sodomites in women's sports winning the swimming Olympics and other things, claiming to be female when they're fully male. Anatomically as well as genetically, they are males, and yet put on a swimsuit and a wig and become a female to run, to be in those Olympics and races and swimming competition. But ladies and gentlemen, the major problem is, I believe that Biden has chosen to do that at this juncture because of what we've done in the state of Florida with our governor valiantly signing a bill, House Bill 1557, that now makes it illegal to teach sodomite education in a classroom of kindergarten through the third grade. It should have been kindergarten through the 12th grade. It was watered down, diluted, to just come to kindergarten through the third grade. And the watering down and dilution was as a result of the Speaker of the House, which is a rhino, as a result of the loose lax lost liberals under the banner of Republicans in the state of Florida. That's what's taking place with that. And I believe Biden is trying to circumvent, because if he can do what he's talking about here on a federal level, it will undermine and circumvent what our governor's doing here in the state of Florida to protect our kids morally, ethically, doctrinally, theologically, and academically in a classroom. I believe we have Miranda on the phone. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. I am so much in agreement with you about how we don't need to, we need to speak up. We need to speak up when we see something that is morally wrong and that is repugnant to us as Christians. We need to speak up and we need to point out that it's not taught, that this is not acceptable to God. And another quote that I have by Orwell is, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
And that's good.
That's from Orwell as well. And he, but you know, what we tell people, I mean, really what Jesus did in his time was he set the world on fire, really, with the truth. And we need to set the world on fire with the truth. I don't mean literally set it on fire, you know what I'm saying. But this thing with the transgenders competing with women, these are men who can't compete with other men, and they would be like, they would probably not do so well competing with men. and then they switch over, and then they are winning these competitions in place of the women who are actually women winning these scholarships and awards and things that would be helpful to them to advance their sports career. And that's really egregious. I really feel that that's really horrible. But anyway, that's all I want.
It's destroying women's sports and women's education, and it's setting women back 50 years. And Miranda, the thing that I'm amazed by, where are the feminists that used to take a stand on these issues of female rights? Where are the feminists that would stand up and say again?
Absolutely. They're not speaking up. It's like they've gone deaf and dumb.
They've been muted completely. That's the reason I say, Miranda, that we need to speak up and stand up. One of the things, too, by the way, and I may say this, and I say this with all due respect for every lady that's listening, but I say, men, where are your backbones? Generally speaking, Miranda, I find that those, as you're speaking now, it's the ladies that's willing to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. It's the women, the mother bears that go to the Board of Education and challenge the Board of Education, teaching our kids the sodomite lifestyle, the LGBTQ agenda, and abortion, murder by way of abortion, and the CRT. It's the mothers that's taking it. Where are the dads? Where are the fathers? Where are the men in America? Where are the Christian men? Where are the Christian pastors that ought to take a stand in the pulpit and speak the truth in love and challenge the audience, the congregation, to stand for Jesus, to stand for the Word of God, to stand for the rights of our Constitution and our liberties that we have in the Scripture and in our Bill of Rights in the Constitution? Where are they? And that's my challenge, Miranda. So thank you for standing. Thank you for speaking up. Thank you for your stand. Keep on looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. We're talking about the need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots. We need to recognize what is taking place, and we need to say something and do something about it. The Scripture is very, very clear, and I challenge you today with this text. Righteousness exalts the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. That's found in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. We need to recognize also, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, and ladies and gentlemen, let me pause and interrupt this verse. It's chapter 29 in the book of Proverbs, verse 2. We have today the wicked, the wretched, rancorous, loose, lax, lost liberals in control of our nation today, generally speaking, politically. And the Scripture says, Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear through, the people mourn. And we're in a state of mourning today in America, I believe. We ought to be mourning because of what is taking place and the sad stand that we see, the lack of a stand on the part of Christians and leaders. I believe we have Fred on the line. Fred, go with the question or comment, please.
Are you, Brother Youngblood? My question is the following. About the New Jerusalem in the Revelation 21, John says he saw a new heaven, new earth, and there was a New Jerusalem coming out of heaven. Could you talk about that, please?
I can take a moment for that. The new heaven and new earth coming down, that's Revelation chapter 21. It's talking about heaven and that New Jerusalem that is spoken of there, the New Jerusalem, the new heaven and the new earth. It is all combined, if you please. It is talking about heaven coming down. And you study the total chapter of 21 of the book of the Revelation, you find there's a cube. It is a cube, perfect cube, that is found there that's coming down out of heaven, and that is the new heaven and the new earth that is for the Christian, and the Christian shall abide there. And according to the Scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, it lists a whole host of folks who will not be there. But simply put, and we could take I have a book that is in the process of being published now called That Place Called Heaven, and I deal with extensively word for word and verse by verse of Revelation chapter 21, and it's talking about that place called heaven, and it gives the perfect dimensions of heaven, what it's made of, what it looks like. But when it comes down, and keep in mind now, the millennial reign, which is in Revelation chapter 20, will take place for 1,000 years, and merging from the millennial reign goes into chapter 21, the book of the Revelation, and it is chronological, Revelation chapter 1 through chapter 22. It's chronological, and as we move out of the millennial reign with the Lord Jesus Christ, the new heaven and the new earth comes down, doesn't say that it lands or abides on Earth, but it is hovering, as I would use the term, over the place called Earth, and it's the new Earth. And 2 Peter chapter 3, it says God's going to destroy this world, this whole Earth. It's going to be renovated by fire, and we'll see the new heaven, the new Earth, the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven, and that is called, coming down from God, that is called heaven. But I'm looking forward to that. I don't know about you, but for every child of God, we need to be looking forward to that day that we will be with the Lord Jesus Christ in that place called heaven. Wonderful study in that. Thank you so much for your call and for your interest in that place called heaven in chapter 21 of the book of the Revelation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today being silent no more. It's time to speak up, stand up, be heard, and be seen. The Biden administration is doing everything possible to destroy the morals and the ethics and the values. In fact, I'm looking at an article, and I touched on it earlier in the broadcast, did not get back to it. Joe Biden's new Pentagon secretary nominee is Pfizer's, that's pharmaceuticalized Pfizer, Pfizer's former global project leader who blasted conservatives as being nut jobs. We're called fruitcakes, nut jobs, wackos. In fact, under the Biden administration's DOJ, with Merrick Garland, the attorney general, he's already issued a 32-page document to the FBI for the FBI to be on the lookout for any parent that stands before the school board and challenges. In that 32-page document, if you challenge or if you question the 2020 election, if you question whether or not it was a legitimate election or if Biden stole the election, and that is de facto true, but if you question any of those things, if you question the CRT, if you question what the Biden administration is doing, if you voted for Trump, if you're Republican, a conservative, or a Christian, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, if you've already not already heard me say, we're considered today domestic terrorists. And here Biden is appointing a Pentagon secretary that's married to a woman. President Joe Biden's nominee has served to serve as Assistant Secretary of Defense for Manpower and Reserve Affairs, previously served as the global project leader, as Pfizer is in Pfizer is one of the leading proponents of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender representation in the U.S. military's National Pulse can reveal. The nomination of Brenda Sue Fulton to the Pentagon. Fulton is 63 years old, recently blasted the members of the United States Senate for referring to right-wingers and anti-everyone as nut jobs. In other words, if you're against what she's doing, against what Biden is doing, we're nut job. She described herself, this article says, as key leader in changing public opinion for repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The policy was responsible for banning out gays and lesbian service members. She built an organization from the founding of to include hundreds of LGBTQ West Point graduates. Fulton explained, this is the woman that's up for that position now. It is Brenda Sue Fulton. Article says here, Fulton built organizations founded including the LGBTQ West Point graduates. Fulton explains, before adding the group, built a network of dozens and dozens and dozens of LGBTQ candidates to provide support and counsel prior to the repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, post-repeal, helping gain approval from Spectrum and Cadet LGBTQ and ally resource groups. It goes on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, she is a practicing sodomite that now another of the key positions in our national leadership is being is one that's appointed now by Biden, Joe Biden, that is literally destroying, eviscerating, undermining the Judeo-Christian values in our nation and absolutely forcing the LGBTQ agenda, the sodomite agenda, the abortion agenda, the transsexual agenda on every citizen in America. And it is going to be repressive to anything that's called morals and ethics and values and the Christian community. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue right after the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. Be back in about one moment.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.